This is the brief on the Fine Arts HF trial's findings on finerenone and blood pressure. You know, high blood pressure affects a whopping 90% of patients with a specific type of heart failure where the heart pumps kind of normally, but is just way too stiff. So, does the drug finerenone protect the heart just by lowering that blood pressure, or is it doing something more? Think of high blood pressure like crazy high water pressure in your home's plumbing. Lowering the pressure is good, but we really need to know, does this drug just turn down the water, or is it actually fixing the pipes? Well, first, finerenone causes an early and sustained drop in systolic blood pressure, bringing it down an average of 2.8 millimeters of mercury, mostly within that first month. Now that we know it lowers blood pressure, does that drop explain why patients stop having heart failure events? Second, finerenone consistently reduces cardiovascular death and heart failure events, regardless of a patient's starting blood pressure. Crucially, this benefit is independent of the blood pressure drop. Get this, only about 7.4% of the drug's heart-protecting effect is due to lower blood pressure, meaning it's absolutely fixing the pipes, not just lowering the pressure. But if it lowers blood pressure and works independently of that drop, is it still safe for folks who already start out with lower blood pressure? Finally, the drug's safety profile is completely unmodified by a patient's baseline blood pressure. Serious adverse events and rates of stopping treatment were comparable to the placebo across all blood pressure categories, meaning it's safe to use across a really broad spectrum of patients. Ultimately, finerenone protects the heart across a broad spectrum of blood pressures, proving its true value goes far beyond just lowering the numbers on a monitor.